Prologue, Chapter 4. Helps in studying the lesson. The question has been asked, at what time in the study of the Sabbath school lesson should helps be brought in, and how should they be used? To this question, it is difficult to get an answer in a few words. In order to have a thorough knowledge of the subject, it would be necessary to have a clear understanding of what is meant by helps, but that must be waived for the present. We will suppose it to include the concordance, dictionaries, atlas, commentaries, histories, etc. Some will derive help from that which would be of no service to others. Taking it for granted that the things at hand are such as may be a help indeed, we would mark out, in brief, the following as a good plan for starting the lesson, having learned from the lesson paper what the lesson is about, and what portion of scripture it covers. Take the Bible at once, there's where you will find the lesson to be studied. Read carefully, several times, all the texts that are quoted, so as to get them well in mind. The next step will be to commit to memory the portion that is to be memorized. This, of course, will not be accomplished at one effort. To commit the text thoroughly will be a work covering the whole week. If the student wishes, and is able, he may commit the whole of the lesson to memory. This is done by some, with profit. But it is not best to attempt too much at once. It is not the desire to tax the memory to such an extent that earnest thought cannot be put upon the matter thus committed. While thus learning the texts referred to, the student should bear in mind the object for which they are quoted. Very often many things may be learned from a single verse. The question will indicate for what particular thing the verses is quoted. Then after learning the answers to each individual question, the lesson should be considered as a whole, to see the relation of the questions to one another, and what general point is made by the whole lesson. When this has been done, the student is ready to consult outside helps. In the matter of consulting commentaries, great care and judgment must be exercised, as on doctrinal points they are often misleading. It is not safe for anyone to consult commentaries indiscriminately, unless he is previously pretty well grounded in the truth. Commentaries are more for the learned than the unlearned. If one has a good general idea of the subject which he is studying, and is anchored to certain fixed principles, so that he can sift the chaff from the wheat, he will learn much from commentaries. It often happens that a positively erroneous exposition will awaken a train of thought in the mind of the careful student that will be very profitable. Those, however, who are most familiar with commentaries, know that quite often the text upon which the student most needs light is the one upon which the least is said. The reasons for this is obvious. It is perhaps needless to suggest that if there is any work bearing on the lesson, of whose orthodoxy you are fully assured, that is the one to be consulted first. It will aid your judgment in your further search. One help should never be neglected. It is that of the Holy Spirit. It is the author of the Bible, and can best give light upon it. One of its offices is to guide into all truth, and it may be had by anyone for the asking. The promise, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him, is given to all. This help should be sought before beginning the lesson, and during all the time of studying it. One thing more, the Savior has said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. He who earnestly and prayerfully studies the word, with a sincere desire to profit by it, cannot fail to be enlightened. Jesus also said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Now we read that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If then he dwells in us, what an all-powerful, ever-present help we have. Without this help, all others are worthless. E.J. Wagoner.